Leiden und von Main, von Tausend wird ihr klappen und kritzen mit die Zehn.
Da klappt der Gloss und Gläser und nimmt das Weibel Reisen und geht mit mir an den Zollerder Fahrt.
Welcome to the Minyan. This is our second part of our ADL episode. Some shit has happened since our last recording. I believe when we last recorded, they were about to present, South Africa was about to present their case about Israel committing genocide against Gaza and Palestine. And I know we were kvetching about the international rules-based order and how it's pretty much useless. Well,
and it turns out it is.
It is absolutely worthless. Since it's been about a month, I think, and a genocide is still happening. Nobody has done anything to try to stop it except the resistance on the ground and countries like Yemen showing solidarity, effectively putting up an embargo against American ships, UK ships, and any other ship that is going towards Israel to drop off goods. Yeah, nothing's happened. I think South Africa brought on another case trying to stop the continual bombing. And the ICJ said, oh, no, your case isn't strong enough, even though there's thousands of Palestinians still being murdered.
And that's the issue of the concept of legal standing.
Yeah. they have like no way to enforce these rules, but they have to go through the Security Council of the UN, which America has a veto power in, which like what the fuck, because they vetoed yet another call for a ceasefire. I think this is their fourth time of vetoing that call. So yeah, pretty much fucking worthless. I think they're supposed to come back like next week, ICJ, for the South Africa case against Israel. They were supposed to submit a document. Israel was supposed to submit a document saying, hey, we've done all we can to stop genociding Palestinians. So I'd be interested to see whatever that document is when it comes out. Probably be like a paragraph.
Yeah, electronic intifadas has had very good coverage of the nitty-gritty details of this stuff and like the legalistic aspect of the meaning of the words. And I frankly don't have the patience for it because I really just care about whether or not it's being stopped.
Yeah.
But the ICJ is trying to say, like, even in their capacity, even within their capacity as the ICJ, they're like, hey, cut it out. And Israel is essentially saying, try and stop us. And everyone who would be the enforcers of the ICJ is essentially disregarding the ICJ ruling, because in the ICJ ruling, the preliminary ruling that told Israel that they need to essentially stop what they're doing, they said that signatories of the UN Charter, which makes them subject to ICJ rulings, nations essentially part of the UN need to abide by the ruling and essentially sanction Israel and stop Israel from committing a genocide.
Yeah.
And that is the opposite of what has been happening.
Yeah. Thank God for Yemen, though.
Yeah, they're doing good work.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, all of it's pretty bullshit. And the only thing that's keeping me going is electronic intifadas, like live streams and their analysis on the resistance. And that's honestly all I got. Like, also just seeing people on the ground in Gaza just surviving and not letting this break their spirits, and them saying, we are never leaving this land, is pretty inspiring. So, yeah, that's a little update on everything that's been going on. So, we're going to be talking about ADL from probably like after World War II till now. And this is when ADL gets real shitty.
As if they weren't bad before,
It gets
they
like
get worse.
even worse. So I'm gonna just talk a little bit about the 1950s. So after World War II, they're like, oh, we gotta stop this communism. Like immediately after World War II, they were like, we're gonna start attacking communism. We need to also get more people into Israel, more Jews into Israel. So they definitely support this idea that Soviet Jews were being quote unquote persecuted and stuff and the USSR. So they created a whole campaign about that to rile up like all this hatred for USSR and trying to get all of these Soviet Jews into Israel just to basically support the settler colonial aspect of Israel. So yeah, the 50s come about. We all know that in America with McCarthyism and all that. And the ADL was like full blown all about it. So the national director of ADL in 1951 said that the ADL has long recognized the incompatibility of communism with the moral concepts of Judaism. It is not possible to be a good Jew and a communist. And I think with this whole podcast series, the Minyan, we have shown that is absolutely possible to be a good Jew and a communist. I think Zionism is like the antithesis, and I've said this so many times, it's the antithesis of what being a good Jew and it's not communist. And communism in of itself is very Jewish. That's what this whole podcast is about. Like the ADL just is really fucking nuts.
I also think it's really funny because I remember like even 10 years ago, like really old professors that I've had that remember when Israel was first getting started and they wanted to like try and connect with with the youths who are left leaning but didn't know how
Yeah.
else to do it. They would say shit like, oh well, Israel is actually semi-socialist because the settler communities had a socialist element to it. The kibbutzes were socialistish, were socialist, and obviously they weren't and aren't. But like that was a propaganda piece for a very long time.
Absolutely. And I know I've talked about it before, I think in our eco-fascism episode about the role of kibbutzim, but yeah, this whole idea of like liberal Zionism and all that. And about the kibbutzim as like a socialist, like utopian paradise for young socialist Jews to move to because it's communal. Well, they were actually created to undermine Palestinian labor, to undercut the payment of Palestinians. Like recently, fucking Bernie Sanders was here and people were protesting him, and some people were like, oh, we just feel sort of bad for him because, you know, kibbutzim were attacked on October 7th, and he used to be on a kibbutzim. So you should like be really mindful of people who like spend time at kibbutzim because it's like a really sensitive issue for them. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
No.
the kibbutzim is like propaganda tool to like get into your mind, like, oh, now you have a connection to the land. No, you don't. That's stolen land. You don't have any connection to it. A lot of those kibbutzims were like created on gra like mass graves of Palestinians. Like, you don't, like, no, I don't give a fuck about Bernie Sanders. I don't care about his feelings. I care about Palestinians and their land being stolen. Yeah, I'm not a fan of it. I really almost lost my mind hearing someone say that. Like, yeah, it's brainwashing. It's all a propaganda tool, just like how birthright is a propaganda tool to like make you think that you have some sort of connection to this land when you don't. So, yeah, that's our little spiel about kibbutzim. Like, I'm just
Don't
not
join one.
having it. Yeah, don't. Don't do it.
If you did, do literally anything to repent for your sin.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of repenting.
So so when I did research for this, I got some books from the library. Like, this was before the pandemic. So this was like in 2019. I got some ADL books from the 50s talking about communism. And so I just have a couple quotes that are just about like the USSR, communism. They believe that the USSR exploited minorities, and they only discussed Jews who spoke out against Hitler and fascism and said that they were being used as propaganda tools for the USSR. They also
What?
said that the USSR offered no resistance to Hitler's assumption of power, which we all know is just some absolute bullshit. And also, the ADL in the 50s said that the communists collaborated with the Nazis against the socialists. Like, these are all like
I can't get over that
just.
the ADL is accusing the Soviet Union of using the Holocaust for political gain.
Yeah, it's
What?
crazy. The ADL has never done that.
That's your job, dude.
It's crazy. Their talk about Stalin in the USSR is pretty good. So they're like, Stalin's power is greater than that of any ruler in history. He decides all important and a vast number of lesser questions. His decisions are considered infallible, and there's no appeal from them. All of these
Oh.
are quotes from a book that they wrote, just so you know, these are exact quotes.
It's what's the title of this? Is it some like stupid ass title too, or is it?
Oh, I think it was just like on communism or something
Oh
like
my God, on
that.
the communist question. See, like hyperbole is dumb to begin with, but like whenever you say the worst or the best thing in history, like it's so bad because you instantly undermine everything else you say.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like a Jewish organization and you're right after the Holocaust, because then
Yeah.
you're automatically saying Hitler was better.
It gets a lot. I got some more quotes. There's a whole section. Oh boy. So there's a whole section called "Is Communism Itself a Religion?" Not in traditional religious terms. However, the communists are imposing on the inhabitants of the Soviet world a new idolatrous cult, the adulation of Stalin. Dozens of cities and towns are named after him, all with his consent, if not on his initiative. The highest peak in the USSR is named Mount Stalin. His picture is displayed everywhere. Stalin prizes are the highest awards for musical and literary compositions in the Soviet Union. On ceremonial occasions and in public affairs, Stalin is never addressed and virtually never referred to except in terms of homage. Children are taught to think of him before going to bed. He is hailed as the source of infallible wisdom and goodness. Poets acclaim him holy. The Orthodox Church has pronounced him divinely appointed.
So I didn't believe the Mount Stalin thing.
Did you look it up?
I looked it up. They renamed it Peak Communism
Is that a
during the
joke?
Khrushchev's years. No, it's not.
Oh no.
That's honestly a much better name.
Hell yeah. Oh, let's go to peak communism.
Now
Oh
it's
man.
called Mount Garmo. It's in Tajikistan.
Man.
That's an awesome name.
I want to go to peak communism. I don't know, just like seeing them write about this kind of stuff, it's like you're just talking about yourself and Zionism, like the way that Zionism, you cannot question it, you cannot do anything, and if you do, you're a horrible bad person, and blah blah blah, and like how Israel is given to the Jews and all of that shit. Like, Zionists are just great at throwing out accusations when in reality it's just them. It's just all deflection of things that they're doing. But yeah, I want to go to peak communism. There's another book. I'll get the citations for this. But then they're just talking about communism in general. saying that a communist party of any size is a serious danger, for it is an organized, disciplined force with a definite goal and the determination, shrewdness, and courage necessary to achieve its ends. It is moreover a detachment of an international army which commands vast material and human resources upon which it can draw when necessary, which sounds pretty sick to me, and I hope we can get there someday.
That's a lot of like Asiatic horde language in there too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Real bad.
I mean, yeah, I guess when you're reading it from the time that they're writing it, which is like the 50s, it's definitely like that, because it does sound pretty cool though. Like if we could get to that goal where we actually have an international army, that would be pretty fucking awesome in Minecraft.
Anytime now, President Xi, just hit the button.
It's just, they're just like, just so awful. And like, didn't they take part in the witch hunts, like the McCarthyite witch hunts? I know this was definitely a part of it with all these books that they were writing or pamphlets.
Yeah, I mentioned it in the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
They had like a weird thing where they were semi against the McCarthyist witch hunts, but it was like, whoa, 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 not all Jews, okay? Most Jews are good people.
Yeah.
So let's not go with the Judeo-Bolshevik conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
They like wanted to prevent that active association between Jews and communists because they didn't want people to think that they were bad people, because they would rather be compradors.
Yeah, and they like really stressed that no truly religious person could possibly accept communism, and so they also use the Judeo-Christian language quite a bit as well. So from the 50s into the 70s is when the ADL goes from what was meant to be like a liberal rights organization, they just like went full-blown Zionists and started like really, really hard attacking the left from the 70s until today. And we'll start talking about that. I'm looking at your notes right now. You do talk about the pro-Israel and anti-communist.
Yeah, like everything we see today, like all of these like liberal groups, liberal rights groups, or even groups that we don't think of liberal as liberal rights, but they're really focused on like the legal system, and they just focus on like taking away rights or defending rights based on a really narrow interpretation of the law. That was the ADL's approach starting in the like late 60s, early 70s. And it turns out they were very much a fan of segregation.
Yeah, like,
and
what's up with that?
being against like Martin Luther King and all of this shit. They worked with like the FBI to help get informants in these liberation movements and the anti-war movement, like the Students for Democratic Society and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But like they had, besides from like getting plants in these groups, they had very specific actions. So in the Supreme Court case, where they ruled against affirmative action and said we can't have affirmative action anymore, the Regents of the University of California versus Bakke.
Is that the most recent?
No, these were some of the first ones.
Oh, okay. Because I remember last year there was a case, Supreme Court made a ruling about affirmative action.
Grutter versus Bollinger was even in 2003.
Oh, okay. I wonder if they made, I'm sure they made amicus briefs with the most recent one from last year.
And these are the most notable, though, because Regents versus Bakke, I don't actually, it's B-A-K-K-E. I don't really know how to pronounce that. Regents versus Bakke was like in 1978. So that was literally the first court case to strike down or reduce preferential treatment or affirmative action in US schools.
Do you know what their like rationale behind though that was in those briefs, other than they're Zionists and they like apartheid?
The rationale for the brief was essentially that we need to have things based on merit and not on identity.
Yet their whole organization's based on identity.
And by admitting people based on race would discriminate unfairly against the Jewish students who worked hard to get admitted to these prestigious schools based on merit alone. All of this like white supremacist bullshit.
Yeah, like Jews of color don't exist for them.
They don't.
I was sorry, this is like going back, but I was wondering, did they do anything about Rabbi Abraham Heschel because he was really close with Martin Luther King Jr.? Do they like write anything about him or?
They wiretapped
Oh.
him. And now they even have an award named after him.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, but they wiretapped him in secret so that they could send stuff to the FBI.
Just awful.
Yeah, like they really were another wing. This is what Althusser and Gramsci and Poulantzas mean by civil society being another branch of the state. Like they literally just operated as another branch of the FBI.
Yeah, absolutely.
They also were the ones who came up with the idea of this new anti-Semitism that we just think of as anti-Semitism today. The whole being anti-Israel is anti-Semitic. They invented that with two books, The New Anti-Semitism and The Real Anti-Semitism in America, 1974 and 1982.
Incredible.
And
Have you read them?
no. At
Okay.
first, this idea was too right wing, even for the Reaganites.
That's a problem. It's crazy how from 1974 it's just been seeped into, well, American discourse and beyond that being anti-Zionist is anti Semitic, and it's because of this fucking book in 1974. But we're coming back.
We're coming back slowly. Yeah, it's not good. I mean, the thing too is that these books were written in coordination with the foreign minister of Israel.
Disgusting partnership.
like they sent drafts back and forth, they sent ideas back and forth, and yeah, it was written essentially as a mouthpiece of the Israeli government.
So disgusting. And again, that doesn't help with like the dual loyalty shit either that a lot of Jews have to face or we get accused of. Like, it doesn't help that stereotype whatsoever.
It doesn't help when people do actually have
I know.
dual loyalty.
It sucks. Oh. Thanks, ADL, for just making our lives a living hell.
Well, I guess the benefit is that Israel is essentially an American colony. So, can you
Yeah.
really be dual loyal to your own colony?
That's true.
But also, it's kind of like Rhodesia or South Africa, where the people were just so batshit crazy.
Yeah.
So who knows at this point?
Yeah.
But like, yeah, people just go fight in the IDF. That's not good.
Yeah, people from New York just fly over and just do war crimes, come back, no problem. Easy
That's also like
peasy.
not good for like a strategic thing for like a sovereign country to have like your own people going to fight for another country. That's not a good thing.
No.
You want them fighting for you, and also you don't want them to go off and be radicalized.
Yeah. Well, they're all getting indoctrinated with just full-blown fascist
Oh yeah.
propaganda,
Well, that'll
which
happen here anyway.
benefits America, like the American government. It benefits not the
Yeah.
American people.
The government is full of Zionists, so
Yeah.
anyway, yeah, the ADL branch that opened in the 1970s, operated like the current NYPD branch that's based in, I think, Tel
No.
Aviv.
Oh,
And
or
it
is it
was,
Jerusalem?
I think the NYPD branch is in Tel Aviv. Let me
Also,
see.
why does New York Police Department have a branch in a fucking a different country? Like, I don't understand that.
It's right outside of Tel Aviv.
Ah, okay.
It's like saying that they're based in Jersey City.
Well, Israel is about the size of New Jersey, so.
Yeah, so like the NYPD today, they have their office. I mean, ADL still has a branch there, but like it serves the same function as the NYPD's branch does today, in that it operates essentially as another spy location. The FBI and the CIA would both operate out of the ADL location in the 1970s and 80s, and then they still do occasionally, but mostly it functions, as an NGO location. But because you have the NYPD there now, you can have a literal police station that you don't even have to hide it anymore. So they just shifted.
Like, why? Why are they there? How is that allowed? That's like having a New York Police Department in, I don't know, Canada or something.
An American police department in Tel
Yeah,
Aviv.
why is there an American Police Department? Why is that anywhere other than America being fucking nuts? But like, I don't understand how it's allowed.
I think the legal explanation is that they're there to help facilitate training sessions between the police in New York and the Israeli police, and conduct counterterrorism operations, because the NYTD has a fucking counterterrorism force.
Yeah, so pretty much all police, I guess we could just talk about this now. So yeah, like in 2018, Jewish Voice for Peace did the Deadly Exchange campaign, which you can go to their website, deadlyexchange.com, I think. I was reading through all their FOIA requests that they got, and it's literally like all police departments. There's like park rangers
Yeah.
and all of that, like all across America. So the ADL funds this program for all of these pigs to go over to Israel to train with the IOF and learn quote unquote counterterrorism techniques, which is just learning like about the new ways that they torture and drop like new weapons on Palestinians, and then these pigs come back to America and use these same techniques that they learned over there on American citizens. So we definitely saw that with Ferguson. They bought skunk spray from Israel, and Israelis been using that on Palestinians for quite a while, for years and years. And now, just what, a couple weeks ago at a Columbia, there was a Palestinian protest, and two IOF soldiers sprayed skunk spray on some Palestinian students there, and obviously nothing is happening to them. But it is absolutely horrific what they do. I was like reading through so there's like surveys that they would send out to these pigs saying like, what's the most exciting thing you're looking for? Or what are you looking forward to learning? And all of it's like, I want to know how to deal with terrorism and terrorists and all of that. And like, not one mention of Palestine or Palestinians or anything like that. And it was all like, oh, I want to learn about the Holy Land. I'm Christian. I'm Christian. I'm Christian. I'm Christian. There's like no mention of like, oh, I'm Jewish. There was like, I'm Christian. I'm Christian. I'm Christian. I want to see the Holy Land, all of this stuff. Want to see the Holy Land while also learning how to torture and maim people. Yeah, that's what a great combo. Like,
Well,
it's absolutely fucked.
if European Christians have one thing, it's that we like to go to the Holy Land to kill people.
Why are you saying we? It's not us.
Well, I have European heritage, so
You're not Christian, though.
no, still European, and I'm in Europe, so
Oh. But there was one guy where they were asking in these surveys like the worst day ever on the job, and most of the answers were like 9/11, whatever the fuck. And these are all people not on the East Coast either. But one of them said, so this one guy said that his worst day ever was February 12, 2013, and that was like the last day of the manhunt for Christopher Dorner, who
Pour
is
one out for a
actually.
national hero.
I could not stop laughing at that. What a hero. But yeah, like this campaign is just absolutely horrific that they do with the with all these pigs going over to Israel. You can also see it at Atlanta right now with all the cop city stuff and all like the suppression and brutality that is happening to the people who are saying we don't fucking want this, and they're doing whatever they can to stop it from happening. And like the pigs are just going in, learn using all these techniques that they learned over in Israel. And like ADL just like thinks this is the greatest thing that they've done, is bringing pigs over to Israel and showing them all these quote unquote counterterrorism techniques. Yeah, highly recommend going and digging deeper into the Deadly Exchange program. It's very interesting.
It's fucked is what it is.
It is fucked. And that they're the reason why there's like a fucking New York Police Department in Tel Aviv.
It's just like sending money on a balance. It's like shifting money on the balance sheet one way and another way. Because the US will send Israel a whole bunch of money, and then Israel will charge and then spend the money doing all of this stuff, and then we'll pay them more money. Yeah, it's just a drain. It's just moving money around.
Yeah, I think they do the same thing with like Birthright as well. They're like, oh, these are all free trips, but in reality, it's your tax money that
Yeah.
goes towards it.
Well, it's Hillel's, which is a private quote unquote nonprofit, but like, yeah, they get donations from people and they get money from Israel.
Who then again gets the money from America?
Yeah.
So they do these like birthright type things for pigs, but they get to learn how to hurt people who are like, we don't want you guys here anymore. They also go to, they always take them to Yad Vashem as well, which is the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem. So really like brainwash the fuck out of them.
God, I wonder how bad that museum is compared to like
It's
the
bad.
DC one.
It's bad. It's like way worse than the DC one.
Oh God, and that one's really bad.
Yeah, it's just like really praising Israel and how important Israel is, and we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Israel, and it's just horrible. So yeah, that's a Deadly Exchange. So I guess that like takes us, well, we sort of jumped, but so yeah, in the 70s they opened a branch in Jerusalem, which we talked about.
Fade wipe to the 80s.
Woo! What's going
Then
on then?
we have the ADL working real hard to not project and explain why South Africa should remain an apartheid state.
I wonder why they were doing that.
I don't know. They were simultaneously being sued multiple times in civil court for illegal contacts and contracts with government officials and police to surveil critics of Israel, specifically Israeli, Arab, Black, and white supremacist critics.
The hell.
I
They
mean,
also spied on Noam Chomsky. I read a dossier that they put together about Noam Chomsky.
isn't he Jewish?
Oh yeah, they're not a fan of anti-Zionist Jews
No.
either.
Well, that's the Israeli part. Yeah, so they were just spying and doing, yeah, they had contracts with government officials and police to surveil any critic, essentially, but they had particular attention on Israeli, Arab, Black, and white supremacist critics and dissidents in the US, let alone in Israel or elsewhere. The San Francisco district attorney was considering pressing criminal charges, but then got a couple phone calls and decided to not press criminal charges.
Wonder why.
Yeah. Turns out campaign finance laws were corrupt even before the big Supreme Court case.
Yeah, going off of this, in like the 90s, the ADL was spying on Food Not Bombs because there were a couple Jews in it that were critical of Israel, and then there was one that was supportive of like South Africa's independence. So they were spying on this Food Not Bombs, like in the 80s and 90s, trying to get them shut down. Just like absolutely insane stuff.
People are always going after Food Not Bombs. It's wild.
If you don't know what Food Not Bombs is, it's people giving out free food to people.
I
That's
worked with
it.
them a little bit after Hurricane Sandy, and like the only reason we didn't get hassled by the NYPD was because it was immediately after Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah.
Like the guys I was working with who were doing it for like 20 years were just like, this is the only time we've never been hassled.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like for our international listeners, so in some parts of America, probably all parts, it's illegal to give free food to people.
Some cities, they say you can't give free food. Some cities say it can't be heated.
Yeah, so it
It
has
has
to
to
be
be
cold.
prepackaged.
Yeah, it's just another way to criminalize being, homeless.
Or giving assistance to homeless people.
Right. It's just really wild stuff. People are always getting ticketed for giving food. Like, imagine that, getting ticketed for giving food to a homeless
Yeah.
person. And then the
That's.
ADL's fucking spying on them.
Yeah, it's not a great look.
No. But the ADL has never had a great look.
No. Today they're also saying that the song "Kill the Boer," remember that went viral like a couple
Oh,
months
yeah.
ago. If you're not aware of it, there's a song with one of the big anti, like segregation apartheid parties in South Africa, where their main song is called titled "Kill the Boer,"
Pretty cool.
and pretty good. And the ADL today is scolding them for using that song in their speeches.
Like, fuck off. Yeah, after the Iraq war, they like really embraced the Islamophobia, like just loves it. Like in 2010 they were one that was opposed to this community center in Manhattan, which would have had a mosque opening near Ground Zero. I don't know if you remember that quote unquote controversy, but I do, like, distinctly remember it. Were you in New York at that time?
No, I was in high school still.
Oh, jeez.
Was I in high school? When was that?
2010,
Well,
I was in
no, I was in middle
college.
school.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I remember watching, so sometimes I would just like flip on Fox News to see what it would be saying, and they were like, you're gonna start like a caliphate and like Ground Zero. We can't let this mosque open, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. All of this stupid bullshit.
I remember my aunt and people would be like, they're gonna open, Muslims open mosques wherever they conquer.
Oh
And I'm
my
just like, have you
Lord.
seen how many churches there are? Even when I was like fucking 12, I was smarter than that shit.
It's really crazy. Like, oh, heaven forbid we have a fucking community center. Like, we don't have any of those. Like, America is just terrible if you're a young person or don't drink. So, but that's a whole other episode we could talk about all of that stuff. But yeah, this quote you have in here is interesting.
I just want to mention one thing really quick that I wrote down in my computer note app and not on
Okay.
the doc we're reading off of.
That's okay.
During the anti-apartheid movement, they commended the activism of certain people who were pro-apartheid and also ardent AIDS deniers
Oh,
because they supported pro-democratic, pro-American positions.
I wonder if they did. Oh, do they do anything about? I wonder if they had said anything about the AIDS crisis in the 80s and 90s.
I couldn't find anything explicit, but I also wasn't looking too hard about the AIDS crisis. So, any listeners, if you know anything, please.
Add us on Twitter or email us. But if you email us, don't say, "Hey, you fucks," in your first opening
Have
line
people
of an
done
email. Yeah, that's the last email we got saying, "Hey, you fucks." And I'm like,
that?
yeah, not gonna respond to that. So don't start your email like that because you're not gonna get a response.
Maybe for me if maybe for me if I was reading the emails, but I don't. So
Yeah, sometimes you get emails and I just don't respond. I don't know how to respond to this.
say something normal.
Yeah, don't say, "Hey, you fucks," because it comes off a bit aggressive and makes me not want to talk to you. So
Anyway, that quote. So, with the community center, they released a statement saying the controversy which has emerged regarding the building of a community center at this location is counterproductive to the healing process. Therefore, under these unique circumstances, we believe the city of New York would be better served if an alternative location could be found. End quote. Which is the dumbest fucking hedge. It's not even a hedge. It's like pretending to be a hedge when you're really saying you're against it.
Yeah, because you're like absolute Islamophobes, like hardcore Islamophobes. I
And
hate them.
also, an alternative location was never found.
Of course not. Of course not. This is a group that put together a list of the top 10 like anti-Israel groups, and one of them was American Muslims for Palestine. They also think the Council for American Islamic relations has ties to Hamas, so therefore they won't work with them. They're like basically a lobbying group, like really above the board. Like, I don't understand why they hate CARE so much. But they also put JVP on that list. They put all these like Muslim groups on it just because, you know what? They are just Islamophobic. They aren't really hiding it anymore. So yeah, I'm assuming they were big supporters of the Iraq War and Afghanistan.
Well, you don't have to assume they were.
Because I think I remember in one of the dossiers I was reading about them spying on another Food Not Bombs chapter, they had gone undercover, gotten the lead organizer's numbers, and found out, like, oh, they're going to be organizing a protest against this weapons manufacturer, like, on the 10th anniversary of the invasion of Afghanistan. And they're like telling this to a police officer. They are just another branch of like the FBI. So it makes sense that the CIA and FBI uses their branches or offices. But yeah, so that's them. Oh, then their whole like Armenian genocide denying shit too. Like that
What
was a big
genocide?
thing. Jeez.
According to them, there was never a genocide.
Oh my God, there's that whole thing in like 2010, like in the teens, 20 teens. That was that whole thing. They like shot down, like they really lobbied hard against having the Armenian genocide being recognized by the US government. It's just like
It's so fucking weird.
I think that's when Abraham Fox was still the lead. That's when I started paying attention to the ADL, was when Abraham Fox was like the national director.
I mean, it's not like Greenblatt is much better.
Oh no, he's like, I would argue he's a thousand times worse. He's a big believer in like sending out all these fundraising emails after some horrific tragedy has happened while they're like, we need more money to stop this from happening. It's like, no, you don't. Like, I'm pretty sure, if I recall correctly, they sent out emails after the Tree of Life synagogue shooting happened, trying to fundraise off of that bullshit. They're just
Of
like
course they did.
shameless in their fundraising. And they're doing the whole like never again stuff with October 7th and the current genocide that's happening. They're trying to fundraise off of that and trying to portray themselves as the victim when no, you're not. You're the perpetrators of violence and genocide, and you're trying to fundraise off of it.
It's a big case of DNC fundraiser brain.
Oh,
I
it's just
fucking have been, I started getting fucking emails from Biden.
no. How did that
I
happen?
never,
I
I
didn't know
don't
you were a
know.
Biden
I am sorry.
bro.
He's just done so much for the United States and its people. Like maybe Bernie sold him his email list or some shit
Oh yeah,
when I
that's
first
probably
signed up
how
in 2016.
we all make mistakes. But I get the ADL email, so but I get them because I like to take screenshots and then tweet them.
You hate yourself.
I do. But what were you saying about Biden? I'm sorry.
Oh, just that I've been getting fucking emails that's just been like, we need $3 before midnight. Otherwise, we can't pass this law that we were never going to pass in the first place.
And then we'll just bypass Congress and just start bombing Yemen and like sending weapons to Israel and do all these war crimes without congressional approval. But
Yeah,
give us our $3.
the only time that he's going to bypass Congress is to give Israel shit, not
Yeah.
to get rid of student debt or anything positive in the world.
Yeah, heaven forbid we have our student loans forgiven.
Just don't pay them for a certain amount of time and they'll eventually go away.
Yeah.
They'll just take all of your stuff first.
This is not legal advice.
You should have known that by now, that I do not offer good legal advice.
Not a lawyer. But yeah, so that's what the ADL, they have just like really gone cuckoo ca-choo like since October 7th with like just how mask off they are. I wish I had like put together a dossier of all their like choice tweets and statements and comments that they have made since October 7th, but it's all like basically if you see the New York Times, that's basically what they're saying.
It's just unhinged nonsense about how
Yeah.
Palestinians deserved it, and they even if they didn't fight first, they still deserved it, and they
Yeah.
extra deserved it because they breathed the wrong way in their direction.
Yeah.
And how it's anti-Semitism to even suggest that they stop doing what they're doing.
Are they ones that say a ceasefire, calling for a ceasefire is anti-Semitic?
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, they're the ones who invented the whole being anti-Israel is being anti-Semitic. So they're on the front lines of advising both the Biden administration and the Israeli government on how to try and pivot with the massive unpopular support that
Yeah.
this has.
They keep on seeing anti-Semitic flyers are being posted, and it's just things like that say free Palestine or ceasefire now.
Yeah, because we went through the kind of ideological backbone and the legal stuff that they went after, but the ADL has a massive like media team, and they also have a massive
Yeah.
number of consultants that are based in academia
Yeah, it's
who
crazy.
just work on like how do you build consent essentially and maintain hegemony.
They have 357,000 followers on Twitter.
I'm honestly surprised it's that little.
They also have an ADL Israel Twitter page. And I
Course.
just wonder how bad. So I know we talked about this too, but like, we know how horrifically racist the Israel Hebrew Twitter is. I wonder how awful the Hebrew ADL page is,
Oh, and
unless it's
like
all
if.
just English.
If you hit the translate button on like the Hebrew Twitter
Yeah.
of like Haaretz and shit, it's insane.
Yeah. It's really bad. Oh, yeah, it's the fucking they have something about the supposed rape on October 7th.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, just all of this stupid shit. It's unfortunately more and more more and more acceptable to be anti-Zionist and anti-Jew on social media.
Love it.
And they like are really pushing the IHRA's definition of anti-Semitism. I th didn't oh wait, we talked about that, right? Didn't you say they like work to write that with them?
Yeah, they invented it.
Yeah. Just crazy. But yeah, I really encourage everyone to look at ADL Israel's Twitter page because it's crazy. Oh, jeez.
Not good.
No. And they're like really pissed about Lula saying that the genocide that's happening now is the same as the Holocaust.
Oh, they're calling him anti-Semitic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And like, we're not allowed to like compare what Israel's been doing to the Palestinians as like, it is essentially Nazism, plain and simple. And but we're not allowed to do that, even though literally everything that they're doing is from the Nazi playbook.
Careful, Tilly. They're going to come after you.
I mean, in Minecraft? I don't know. It's just they're saying here the unfounded statement made by President Lula comparing Israel's right to defend itself from Hamas's terrorism to Hitler's mass and systematic killing of Jews during the Holocaust. I'm pretty sure what they're doing is a mass and systematic killing of Palestinians, like forcing them out of their homes, saying, if you don't leave your homes in North Gaza and go south, we will bomb you. And now that they're in their south, they're like, if you don't leave, we're gonna bomb you. Like, what the fuck are they supposed to do? Like, just stay there and get bombed? Well, that's what they want. And like, oh, never mind. I can go off about this. Was gonna start talking about the mass pro. I wonder if ADL supports these mass protests outside of aid trucks trying to get into Palestine. I wonder if they support that. I'm sure they do.
As long as it happens legally, and if it doesn't, they should go through the proper channels to make sure they have a permit, Leah.
Oh my God. I really do wonder if that they're like A-okay with that shit. I'm sure they are.
I'm sure. Honestly, I would not be surprised if they haven't been helping figure out how to like stop this stuff secretly in the background.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, they're like praising that New York Times article that's been like completely debunked and like, sorry, I need to get off of their Twitter. It's very upsetting me. But yeah, that New York Times is comp article called like Screams Without Words has been completely debunked. I highly recommend the Electronic Intifada's articles about that. But then it turns out that one of the authors used to be an IDF, IOF, Air Force intelligence and had never been a journalist for the New York Times until like November of 2023, writing about how Hamas has been carrying out like horrific terrorism and all this shit. So
I wonder who mediated that.
I don't know, probably fucking ADL. Yeah, so that's the ADL in a nutshell, basically. Just weaponizing the Holocaust, weaponizing anti-Semitism for Israel and Zionism. They love their fascism.
They are fascists, of course, they love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. Do you have anything else to say about ADL?
No, I just need to issue a clarification. In our last episode, I mentioned that the Soviet Union was absent from the UN Security Council vote when the US pushed through a vote to invade the DPRK with the UN security forces. I got so much hate mail.
Oh no.
I didn't get hate mail. I got politely worded messages correcting me on my slight mistake
Oh,
for
man.
not saying exactly why the Soviet Union wasn't there. So the Soviet Union wasn't there because they were boycotting the UN until China, the CCP, real China, got a seat on the Security Council, and Taiwan was stripped of its permanent Security Council seat. So that's why the Soviet Union wasn't there.
Gotcha.
But at what cost, as they will say?
Can't believe people like messaged you to correct you. I mean, we are communists, so I expect that. At least you get, didn't get an email saying, "Hey, you fucks."
I
Jesus.
gotta read that email now. I really want to
It's
know.
just about Henry Ford and then just like a whole big citation that I'm just like, I didn't read this because you called me a fuck.
Imagining that they wrote a whole screed that's like Henry Ford.
Just says, "Hey, you fucks, you didn't mention how Ford made others apologize for him!" Exclamation point. And then
Oh my
all
God.
this citation.
So it
So.
sounds like a Ford apologist. Which case, fuck off.
Oh, yes, we get some weird, like, weird emails.
Why are you, you're a Ford apologist. Why are you even listening to this?
This person also emailed us later on, well, earlier, and saying, "Nobody's gonna read this. Blah, 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 narf, 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 narf." It's like, you are nutso.
Well, at least they have something to do, I guess.
Yeah. What a weird guy. So weird.
The email is like full fascist. It's really funny though.
Yeah, but in any case, I think that's the episode. I think we have concluded a series.
And for once,
Woo! We did it.
the history of the Minyan in the making.
We need to conclude some other series. We have
Yes, we do. There's like
Japan,
six others in progress.
have Japan, India. I think.
Think we might have an attention problem.
Are you saying that I have ADHD?
I said we, not you.
Okay. But yeah, I think we can call this a wrap. And we're done with the fucking ADL.
All right, ADL problem fixed. Everyone knows what to do with them.
Bye.
Bye.
Liebe Palästina, großer Zionismen. Liebe Palästina, großer Zionismen. Liebe, liebe, liebe Palästina. Liebe, liebe, liebe Palästina. Liebe Palästina, großer Zionismen. Liebe Palästina, großer Zionismen. Long live, long live, long live Palestine. Long live Palestine, abolish Zionism. Long live Palestine, abolish Zionism. We have plowed this very earth. We have plowed this very earth. Harvested this very wheat. Harvested this very wheat. We have gathered the citron fruit. We have gathered the citron fruit. We have pressed the olive. We have pressed the olive. And all the world knows about our soil. And all the world knows about our soil. Leave it, leave it, leave it, Palestina. Leave it, leave it, leave it, Palestina. Leave it, Palestina, o prostacionismo. Leave it, Palestina, o prostacionismo. We have thrown our stones at.
We have thrown our stones at.
Soldiers and policemen.
Soldiers and policemen.
We've resisted genocide.
We've resisted genocide.
Even when all we see is death.
Even when all we see is death. And all the world knows about our
mutualism.
Mutualism. And all the world will come to bear witness. And all the world will come to bear witness. Long live, long live, long live Palestine. Long live, long live, long live Palestine. Long live Palestine. Abolish Zionism. Long live Palestine. Abolish Zionism. Leave it. Vive Palestina, oppressa sionisme. Long live Palestine, abolish Zionism. Long live Palestine, abolish Zionism. Long live Palestine, abolish Zionism.